Let us pull together neighbors and friends. Let our circle of unity go around and around again, because a full circle never ends.
Just a hint about that, the place that to start is memory.
I confuse consumers by not telling them what company was responsible for their repairs and so forth. The actual split that we propose here is very reminiscent in structure and economic concept to the one that was so successful in AT&T. It is a vertical divestiture so that the competition will grow up organically rather than be force-fed by breaking the Windows monopoly directly.
First time in over 100 years that the Iroquois carried their own flag and performed their own anthem in international competition.
We don't normally realize we're dreaming every night is because we're not sleeping without intention.
Broken down on the script with the interior of the bank and the people laying down in the bank and the guys holding their hands up and all that jazz. We left it entirely to the audience's imagination and suggestion. The shot was so real that people on the street yelled, "They held up the bank!" And we kept on going, photographing as we went. Shot took 2 miles. 2 miles! And without a cut.
A large portion of the Hollywood technical community had learned documentary technique working either within the United States or through various branches of the armed forces. So they were just more schooled in how to shoot in a more raw, less studio-bound, less stylized fashion. But I also think that the experience of the American public with documentaries during the war led to a greater acceptance of semi-documentary or realist techniques in fiction films.
Shooting on location, it's a must for film noir, because film noir is reality. It's reality as is. I just kept going down and down. It was like going down to the bottom of the world to find my brother. No matter how great art directors you have, you cannot afford to make it so used as a street is. It's impossible. Somehow you feel it, even if you don't see it.
Well, little friend, dream no more. It's really here. It's called Effort in Plus. In hell, you sink to the level of your lack of love. In heaven, you rise to the level of your fullness of love. You see?
Allegedly, the story goes like this. Billy Wilder runs into Louis Malle. This is in the late 50s or early 60s. And Louis Malle just made his most expensive film, which has cost $2.5 million. And Billy Wilder asks him what the film is about. And Louis Malle says, "Well, it's sort of a dream within a dream." And Billy Wilder says, "You just lost $2.5 million.
I feel a little more apprehensive about this one than I did about...
But I can't keep up with the demand. They're overfishing.
Down through the centuries, the notion that life is wrapped in a dream.
My brother's body at the bottom there, where they had thrown it away on the rocks by the river. Like an old dirty rag nobody wants. He was dead.
The
Down through the centuries, the notion that life is wrapped in a dream has been a pervasive theme of philosophers and poets.
The wall, the ship's plaster, the repeating of my name, the second coming, the roar as my baby tries to stop coming.
The same way as a mother can sleep with the intention of waking up if her baby cries, but not if other disturbances occur, because it's...
And I said, I touched myself. And you were sitting across the room on Jonathan's bed, and you sat up and you said, you what? And I looked at you and I said, you heard me. I said, I touched myself.
So doesn't it make sense that death too would be wrapped in dream? That after death, your conscious life would continue in what might be called a dream body?
A lot of hand calculators. Because the paperwork can be permanently edited in case it has to be turned in to the teacher. So don't mind the hand calc in the background. Some people are born hand calculators. Good hand eye and so forth. At least in Newton, I don't know about where you are. Might not value things like that, but this is such a clinical town, a clinical industry town. At certain interface levels, depending on how they're calculated, there's various skills, talents, and crafts that are commodified around here. Definitely not Chicago, that's for sure.
It would be the same dream body you experience in your everyday dream life, except that in the post-mortal state, you could never again wake up. Never again return to your physical body.
So, just got to deal with your environment, which is around for a reason. It's got to have a place to hang the laundry sometimes. .3 in the FM. Just grinding it out. Keeping up the American way of life. From the Philistines, wherever they may be. Sammy's gotta run. He certainly can't run up and down the World Trade Center staircase, that's for sure. Might have to join a gym. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. My name is sewn into the lining, so I will get it back. And some sort of a death at midsummer, great body of water crossing, turning out kind of thing. Long time ago. NewMetaphysics.com on the internet, NASDAQ kind of exchange. and the market is high. Bullish in the confidence level on that trading system, at least. And WZBC.org, but of course, and studio475.com/newmetaphysics. In a couple of months, to be getting a download speed hike spike, pushing 100K or more. Don't tell Scott that, though, on the other site. I'll definitely take it to heart a little bit. But the studio site will, in 2 months, be jacked up broadband style. Celebrating the overarching stream on the cobweb uponst the sky. Doing more damage than you know, kind of thing. Always a good thing.
And you found that answer interesting, I guess. And everybody was giving me sort of a hard time about it, but it was one of those times when I was, when actually the answer fit both requirements. It was real, and it was also flipped. And then Michael decided that we all needed to change positions, change places in the room, and he reorganized everybody according to astrological sign.
If this bothers anyone, I recommend you looking around the world in which we live and shutting your fucking mouth. Either that or suffer a facial burn, your choice. After all, this is America, land of freedom, so you have that option ahead of you. I now realize I smoke for simply one reason, and that is spite. I hate you non-smokers with all of my little black fucking heart. You obnoxious, self-righteous, whining little fucks. My biggest fear if I quit smoking is that I'll become one of you.
And since we were the two Leos, he made us sit together, so he made me go over and sit on the bed with you.
She was possessed of the devil. But as a special favor, instead of burning her at the stake, she was merely banished to the island of St. Thomas forever.
Writing
a novel.
What's the story?
There's no story.
But she died peacefully.
Thank you. It's just people, gestures, movements, bits of rapture, fleeting emotions.
As a special favor to whom? What? Well, as a special favor, instead of being burned at the stake, she was merely banished. As a special favor to whom?
In short, the greatest stories ever told.
Are you in the story?
I don't think so. But then I'm kind of reading it and then writing it.
In the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere, but on the way to Vegas. So, you know, every once in a while, a car would pull in, get gas. It was the last gas stop.
No banks carry $500 bills. There would be no way to produce $500 bills. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Yeah, the Federal Reserve doesn't have them either. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just thinking here. Okay, thank you.
Sorry. Bye-bye.
Instead of being burned at the stake, she was merely banished.
Called there before and I asked about $500 bills, and obviously you don't have them. I'm wondering if I cashed a check worth $22,000, would I clean you out of $100 bills?
Hold on, Mama.
I don't know.
How are you, Lisa Singer?
I was merely repeating.
How you doing? This
a story
is Jesse Crohn,
from the Clancy's Dictionary.
And I had called before and asked about $500 bills.
Exactly.
Obviously, you don't have them. I'm wondering if, before I go there, would I clean you out of $100 bills if I cashed a check worth
$22,000?
Do you have $22,000 there?
Are you coming to the main room?
Yes. Yeah. Don't sweat it. If you don't have it, that's okay. I'll do it somewhere else. I'll just go to South Boston or Brookline Savings or something.
Yeah, because honestly, right now, I'm just trying to remember exactly what we have. I know we won't have that available right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I set the chair, had a cash register, and that was all the room there was in that office. I was asleep, and I heard a noise.
pretty blonde?
You know, your dad is in a tough situation, and it's a horrible situation.
You think?
One, you think he's a small minority?
I don't think he's a small minority.
Tax cuts don't do people like my father any good.
Good evening, can I help you?
Yeah, what's the going rate now for a massage?
200 cash roughly, that's for 1 hour, and that's full service, all inclusive, but we're charging $175.
Uh-huh, and what about this weekend? Does it depend on what area you come to?
Yeah.
Could I get like a real pretty blonde?
No problem at all.
With cone, clear platform, high heels, and black lingerie?
Ask them what to wear when you talk to them.
Oh, really? And the regular rate is what?
200.
Okay, my name is Jesse, by the way. I'm from Brookline. And I'll give that some thought.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, now.
That's not the only answer, but they're part of the answer.
You know, just like in my mind. So I got up, and I walked out, and I stood on the curb of where the gas station ends, you know, the driveway there, and rubbing the sand out of my eyes, trying to see what's going on. And
yeah.
You get 20 miles a gallon on a pickup. You're cooking.
Right.
I get 17 on mine.
In your ship.
400 in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a few people, they say, there's no fucking way, right? Because I got a, you know, Rochester 4-barrel on there.
Hello?
Hi, this is Simon Barron calling from MCI on behalf of Delta Airlines. We're calling today to give you 5,000 SkyMiles towards your account, as well as free unlimited Saturday calling. Now, when you make your long-distance calls, are you calling mostly inside your state of Massachusetts, or is it out of state?
What do you need? What do you want from my life?
We want to lower what you're paying on long-distance.
I'm not using long-distance, and I'm still getting billed FCC line charges and additional charges that I don't need to
have long-distance?
No.
Because usually sometimes whenever you don't have a long-distance carrier, your local company will charge you all these fees for not even having one, which totals up to more than getting long-distance service on your line. Do you still fly with Delta Airlines?
I don't fly.
You don't fly at all?
No.
Okay. Now, your FCC line charge, that's around $5 a month.
Yeah, why don't you send me some information about your long-distance services?
Because it would lower that down to $2.95. Give you 7 cents anytime.
Why don't you send me some information so I can review the information about your long-distance services?
All right, thank you.
Way down at the very end of the gas station, they had tire racks, chains around them. And I see there's an Econoline van down there. And there's a guy with his T-shirt off. And he is packing his Econoline van.
I take it's Debbie calling at 5.
All of these tires.
I take it's Debbie calling at 5:36 on Sunday. And, well, I didn't know if you're home or not. I didn't think you were home, but I will call you later. What you're up to and stuff like that. Okay? Talk to you later. Bye.
He's got the last two tires in his hands. Pushes them into the thing. No, of course. I go.
Hey, you!
This guy turns around. He's got no shirt on. He's sweating. He's built like a brick shit house. Pulls out a knife. 12 inches long, and then starts running at me as fast as he can, going, "Hah!" I'm still, this is wrong. I walked in, stuck my hand behind the cash register where the owner kept 41 revolver.
So I have sausage, eggs, chips, beef, and a tea. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Give a man a Les Paul guitar, and he becomes Eric Clapton. And that's not true. And give a man a synthesizer and an amplifier, and he becomes us. Corin watches upon us. Almost. Peeping Tom, not enjoying his trip. You walk down that gate, you're gonna see Anton, Huntman, member of the weather crew. Okay. Sayu, number 7. Did I put this down? Did I put this down? Just on the first note. Okay.
Pull it out. Cock the trigger. And just as I turned around, he was coming through the door. And I could see his eyes. I'll never forget this guy's eyes.
George, I hate to interrupt, but I have to take a break here. If you can stay, great. If you gotta go, I understand, and I thank you for calling in. Stay tuned. We will continue.
And he just had bad thoughts about me in his eyes. Around.
When you're out tonight, to think twice before you do what you do. It's very important in life to think twice and make your actions count. Because when you're on the clock, you don't want to be the one not thinking. So remember, if you're out there behind the wheel and you have a choice, make the right path, because that's the path that counts. That's the path to happiness. So make sure, as you're sitting there driving behind the wheel, listen to these tunes, that you make the right choice when you're told to. I thank you once again, and enjoy the show. And also, expeditions are not very cool, okay? Black. So if you're thinking doing that, it's a bad action.
And it hit him, boom, right in the chest. Bang. He went as fast as he was coming in the door, he went out the door. Went right up between the two pumps, ethyl and regular.
This is the Tom Likas.
Another smart solution from the U.S. Postal Service. Man has nightmare. Forgets to send mom a holiday gift. Wakes up in cold sweat. Calls the post office. Finds express mail can still save the day.
And he must have been on drugs, on speed or something, you know. Because he stood up. And he still had the knife, and the blood was just all over his chest.
Posed when Croatia
that drove out a couple hundred thousand Serbs from Krajina. Oh, done with U.S. arms and U.S. support.
And he stood up and he, like that, just moved a little like that. And I was pretty much in shock. So I just held the trigger back and fanned the hammer. So it was old time. Boom, 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 boom. And I blew him out of the gas station.
And you were sitting over there, kind of lying back on your elbows sometimes, and sometimes sitting up with your elbows on your knees. And you had an empty Sweet and Low package that you had rolled up, and you were pretending it was a cigarette. And you would kind of sup on this little bit, this rolled up thing, and then you'd take it out and look at it. And I didn't know why you were doing that. But I was really interested in that. And I just kept watching you play with this little rolled up Sweet and Low package, and you'd take it out and you'd roll it some more and kind of play with it a little bit, and I wondered if maybe you had been a smoker at one time.
Round again. Because a full circle never ends.
And this was your way of not smoking now. But you asked me a question about my cats. How many cats did I have? And I don't remember how you knew that I had cats. I must have said something about it. And I told you I had two. And I really wanted to keep talking to you. I wanted to just keep telling you everything.
The Brain Opera, created by Professor Todd Macover with the Opera of the Future Group in the Media Labs Think Consortium.
Problem. We can sleep with the intention to, number one, remember our dream. Or, number two, to remember ourselves in our dreams, to recognize that it is a dream.
Reproductive function, there is no need for the straining that puts he and me into an improbable, important, irreversible, and quite indescribable position from which no unplanned breath may be taken.
And ever since then, I always carry this.
I hear that.
Is a highly interactive musical and artistic work that invites the audience to collaborate as performers and composers. Is a highly interactive musical and artistic that invites the audience to collaborate.
Well-armed populace is the best defense against tyranny.
I'll drink to that. And you know, I haven't fired this in such a long time, I don't even know if it'll work.
Why don't you pull the trigger and find out?
Performers and composers.
Perhaps I am too past censure to have my heart and other parts drumming this insanely. Maybe if it wasn't all tied so tight together in my head, music leads to sex, sex causes music, music leads to sex, sex causes music, music leads to sex, sex causes music. The pulse of music imitates the pulse of sexing someone. Imagine my surprise upon realizing that there are just two things I need to live, that I'm as basic and decipherable as 4/4 time.
The quest is to be liberated from the negative, which is really our own will to nothingness. And once having said yes to the instant, The affirmation is contagious. It bursts into a chain of affirmations that knows no limit.
Food, water, journalistic integrity, overrated. I need to be twirled in a limelight wash to music with a beat bleeding through me. I need to off-key sing along with a huge hip Chaka Khan. I need James Taylor to rock me in silk rhyming. And I need to keep starting the fire that I keep needing to douse.
To say yes to one instant is to say yes to all of existence.
Character is what I might call the mind. Its mastery, its capacity to represent. Throughout history, attempts have been made to contain those experiences which happen at the edge, at the limit.
Two or three times on a particular incident, but when you find the commute of it and feel the freedom, honestly, then you know it's released.
It's performers and composers. It's performers and composers. This excerpt comes from a live performance of The Brain Opera in Copenhagen in October 1996.
Kandinsky was the first abstract artist.
Bases and tried to disable like planes carrying bombs and other things.
Using the sensor chair, the digital baton, and the rhythm tree, performed by Todd Mako and graduate student Teresa Randall.
You're up in front, you might want to turn around and talk to the group behind you. Thank you.
Is it gonna happen again?
Soldier, when the sweet morning comes and your muster out, when you get paid off, and there's a ticket in your wallet that guarantees delivery to street and number, and the faces that you've dreamed about in foxholes, you mustn't forget to take along your homework in the barracks bag. For there's no discharge in the war. You're on probation only. You and the faces you've dreamed about, and all the rest of us. Henceforward, we must do a little civil thinking every day. Not pass up the front page for the sports page as we did before. Vigilance pays interest and compounds into peace, whereas bland unconcern and the appeasing cheek draw blitzkrieg as a lightning rod attracts a thunderbolt. A little civil thinking every day. That's the homework. Yes, shooting your mouth off against the bad appointment and the shoddy referendum. Storming the redoubts of the local Schickelgruber. Voting in season and demanding of your representative that he be representative.
Don't take that wrong. How many non-smokers do we have here tonight? By round of applause, non-smokers. Few of you. Good, because I have something to tell you. I do. I have something to tell you, non-smokers, and this is for you and you only.
Is it going to happen again? Listen. Peace is never granted outright. It is lent and leased. You can win a war today and lose a peace tomorrow. Win in the field and lose in the forum. Peace has a mind of its own.
Because I know for a fact that you don't know this. And I feel it's my duty to pass on information at all times so that we can all learn, evolve, and get the fuck off this planet. Non-smokers, this is for you and you only. Ready? Non-smokers die every day.
That every effect has its cause. What caused Kandinsky?
It's very difficult to say. I think that abstract art as a phenomenon is fascinating in terms of our century, because it is the one contribution which our century has made, which one can point to as absolutely unique. You may like to argue, for example, that certain cultures have forbidden representation. Orthodox Judaism is one, and of course Mohammedanism is another. But when you look at the art produced by Jewish culture and by Arab culture, you see that there is still, nevertheless, an irresistible attraction towards figuration. That the idea that art should be abstract should be a totally independent force without reference to what was found in the natural world is, I think, something which belongs to us alone. The first abstract pictures were painted, as everybody knows, by Kandinsky in 1909. And Kandinsky was at that time living in Munich, which was the capital, in fact, of the Jugendstil, the German version of Art Nouveau. And Kandinsky seems to be in part inspired by an artist called Alfred Kubin, who was also a writer. Kubin was a symbolist, very much influenced by Goya, very much influenced by, I think, by Redon. And he wrote a novel called The Other Side, which was published in 1909, in which he describes a series of abstract color visions, and Kandinsky seems to have been inspired to try and realize these.
Seeds crackling, struggles with cuttle bone, the jerk of the yellow head tugging a bar. The porcelain water bowl, empty. He dreams the room, a white immensity against which colors sing. Morning comes. He draws off the cloth. Escaped? No, a yellow patch on the spotted sandpaper floor. Too late. He reaches for a cigarette. Upon arrival at his destination at one end or the other, he removes the stiff bird, examines the dry bowl. He recalls pushing a finger through the bars, remembers angry cheeks, fluffed up feathers. He leaves the room in which he was born and travels by train. Gates open in the night.
So just for you and you only. Ready? Non-smokers die every day. Sleep tight.
They'll blow in his last minute gifts overnight. Express mail from the U.S. Postal.
Fax number here. It's 310-854-4455. We are online during the program, and you can send us email if you have a computer. We're on America Online, and the ID is my name with no space. It's Tom Leykis, T-O-M-L-E-Y-K-I-S. And we are also on CompuServe, and I will dig out the ID here in a while, but I am just, as you can see, I am drowning in paper, mostly memos that were faxed to the White House that were never responded to.
See, I know you entertain some type of eternal life fantasy because you do not smoke cigarettes. May I be the first to pop that little fucking bubble of yours?
I will dig out the ID here in a while, but I am just, as you can see, I am drowning in paper, mostly memos that were faxed to the White House that were never responded to.
Well, you know, I'm divorced.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I don't really want to get married again. I'm at the point where I want a man in my life, but not in my house.
Come closer. We're all a family. Come
closer so you can hear.
I have something to tell you.
I'm sorry, but the easiest way to make myself clear is to tell you a story.
Send you hurtling back to the truth. You're dead too. Have a good evening. And you know what doctors say? Shit, if only you smoked, we'd have the technology to help you. You're people dying from nothing that are screwed. I got all sorts of neat gadgets waiting for me, man. Oxygen tent, iron lung. It's like going to Sharper Image. Major rationalizations. That's such a weird culture, man. So you want to remember this? When Yul Brynner died and came out with that commercial after he was dead?
I'm Yul Brynner and I'm dead now.
What the fuck's this guy selling?
Stories.
How can they help us?
What are you hungry for? What are you thirsty for? For justice. Justice.
And bread. Bread. Bread too. You're thirsty for justice, for people to treat you fairly, for people to treat you with respect. What I'm telling you is, whoever's hungry for justice, they're the ones who'll be blessed. They'll be filled with bread. They'll never be hungry again. They'll have the real value, the value of love, to love, share, and comfort. They'll have the courage to do the good. And you, you're mourning. Mourners will be blessed. You'll have God to comfort you. You won't need men to do it. And the meek, they're the ones who will be blessed. And the suffering, they'll be blessed too. And the peacemakers, and the merciful, and the sick, and the poor, and the outcasts, you'll all be blessed.
I'm all ears.
I'm Yul Brynner, and I'm dead now because I smoke cigarettes.
Okay, pretty scary. But they could have done that with anyone. They could have done it with that Jim Fix guy, too. Remember that guy, that health nut who died while jogging? Well, I don't remember seeing his commercial.
I'm Jim Fix, and I'm dead now. And I don't know what the fuck happened.
whole other can of worms. But women, specifically in the SM lifestyle, don't have to pay to play. It's so unusual for there to be submissive women that have to pay for it, that when they do, they're usually looking for training in one very specific area. Hmm. Or they're really, you know, women don't have the financial resources as a general rule to do that sort of thing. You know, if a woman makes X cents to a man's dollar, that automatically is going to be a limiting factor. Mm-hmm. The top five things I recommend for novices before they come to see me. If they don't have the time to read it, that's certainly fine, but I find that it's very frustrating for me to work with someone who is a novice that doesn't have any vague clue of what's out there, because they can be very frustrated. You know, they come in thinking it's going to be one experience and it can be something completely different. And I try to take novice submissives on sort of, we call it a potpourri session, you know. Give them a little bit of different things and see what they like.
What are those readings?
So there's one by a regional author, set of regional authors. The book is called Screw the Roses, Send Me the Thorns. Miller and Devon are the authors' last names. Easton and List have a pair of books out called The Bottoming Book and The Topping Book, and they're out by Greenery Press. Anything by Greenery Press I would recommend.
Particularly powerful, but it's very unstructured. You're just typing away. It's a stream of letters. There's no way to say, well, this is, say, an outline that I would like you to edit with me. So some of the new applications, which I'd say fall into the peer-to-peer space, make use of something like instant messaging, but it puts some structure in there. And then people, I think, individuals as well as corporations, can really have a new use of old data by...
I jogged every day, ate nothing but tofu, swam 500 laps every morning. I'm dead.
The gate of the cage rises. A large white hand reaches in for a bird with legs brittle as winter twigs. He removes his hand and takes out a cigarette, fearful in the face of dryness.
Leave $20 for Cookie.
Cookie with the no teeth?
Yeah.
Right, I know Cookie.
Yeah, everybody's got no teeth around here. Yeah. In fact, my greatest wish will be the day when I can have me a set of choppers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Six feet tall with a deep voice, so he always just, and I couldn't speak French, and apparently the only people who knew each other were people who lived in Paris, and the whole thing just turned me off completely.
Brenner drank, smoked, and got laid every night of his life. He's dead.
But I also felt that most of journalism was not treating business like with the same level of accountability that sports is treated. Thank you.
are the facts. These are the facts. I haven't made them up. These are the facts. I haven't made them up. This is what you heard in this case. This is what we proved. Some of it came in late. Some of it came in early.
Shit.
Carry out some action that you couldn't do otherwise. So, for instance, you might say, tonight you want to fly. So, tonight I fly. That's my plan.
Functioning. Beyond the boundaries, consciously.
Yul Brynner's smoking, drinking, girls are sitting on his cue ball noggin every night of his life. I'm running around a Dewey track at dawn, and we're both fucking dead. Yule used to pass me on his way home in the morning. Big long limousine, two girls blowing him, cigarette in one hand, drink in the other. One day that life's gonna get to you, Yule. They're both dead.
Says lacrosse is as native to the Indians as they are to the landscape.
Nice job. We watched the children playing lacrosse yesterday.
Yeah,
does it teach them something, or is it just for the heck of it?
No, I think lacrosse and Iroquois are synonymous with life, I think. It's synonymous with continuation community. Children's involved, parents are involved. Our greatest fans, the greatest lacrosse fans are the women. Women love the game.
We whisper that consciously.
Yeah, but what a healthy looking corpse you were, Jim. Look at the hamstrings on that corpse. Look at the sloppy grin on Yule's corpse.
Come out of imperfection. It seems to come out of a striving and a frustration. And this is where I think language came from.
That's the one I want. Well, it's not a candy store, you know. You start here. You start here. These are the spontaneous lucid dreams. This is the determined lucid dreaming. This is the directed lucid dreaming. This doesn't make too much sense right now. right now, and that's all right. Dotted line, yes, that's all right.
I mean, it came from our desire to transcend our isolation and have some sort of connection with one another. And it had to be easy when it was just simple survival, like, you know, water. We came up with a sound for that. Or saber-tooth tiger right behind you. We came up with a sound for that. But when it gets really interesting, I think, is when we use that same system of symbols
proven. Some of it came in late, some of it came in early. But our job here is to piece this together so that you can then see this. So when he refers to the gloves as them, that's never been cleared up for you, and it can't. It's a Freudian slip. When he talks about in the Bronco, and there was a dispute, well, did he really say that? Remember, the tape was played, the preliminary hearing, and his voice was heard saying, in the Bronco. You can see all these things. He's strolling down to Rockingham. The big man figuring a way to do this, to carry out this plan, this thought he has in his mind since 1985, to make the big score. And so Rokar severely impeaches Furman.
It came from our desire to transcend our isolation and have some sort of connection with one another.
Impeaches Furman about these photographs.
As you can see, I am drowning in paper, mostly memos that were faxed to the White House.
Fairly upfront about the fact that they were living the lives based on deception. Mm-hmm. I think that was an attempt on my part to escape from the bourgeoisie. I spent a lot of years trying to be anything other than the nice Jewish boy that I am.
And it had to be easy when it was just simple survival, like, you know, water. We came up with a sound for that. To communicate all the abstract in.
So there.
Done. I am not God. I don't control the world.
The Plowshares movement and the people who disabled nuclear weapons. And a lot of this particular style and form of direct action, you know, has some real direct roots in the anti-nuclear movements of the 80s, in the forest defense, in the Central American Solidarity work. How many people were involved in any of those?
Intangible things that we're experiencing. What is frustration?
About where power lies. There are seven rich countries, G7 they're called. So those are overwhelmingly dominated internally, just as including the United States, by corporate and financial sector.
Phil. Apostle Phil.
Reckless is on the line, live from Texas, listening to Bob's radio. And there was nothing else. But I didn't really look in literature for much of anything. I really, when I was a kid, thought...
Or what is anger or love? When I say love, the sound comes out of my mouth and it hits the other person's ear, travels through this Byzantine conduit in their brain, you know, through their memories of love or lack of love.
No, I think it would be more the same.
I don't think that it's going to have much of an effect at all. I just think that they'll be more careful next time.
I mean, love the game. And it's more than a game. It has been.
What do you mean, more than a game? You were a star goalie back in the 50s. Wasn't it just a game to you then?
No, you could have called me a ringer because I'd been playing lacrosse for so long by the time that I got to the university that I had, you know, a great deal of experience. Because our people do it, you know, from the little fellows on up. And my grandfather was a lacrosse player. My father was a well-known goalkeeper. It goes back, you know, it's not only us. Some of the great leaders, you know, Tecumseh was a great lacrosse player.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, these people, you know, Osceola was noted for his lacrosse playing.
His lacrosse ceremony? Is it
yes,
ritual?
It is. Oh, yeah.
As I look at it, what am I seeing?
Well, first of all, it's a spiritual game. Its origin, it's called the game, the Creator's Game.
Lacrosse?
Lacrosse is the Creator's Game, and he loves to have the contest. In the vitality of the contest. And
you do know it's all going on somewhere else.
And they register what I'm saying, and they say, yes, they understand. But how do I know they understand? Because words are inert. They're just symbols. They're dead.
When I go to church, I like to sprinkle two piles of broken glass, molten ashes, thumbtacks, and carpet fasteners on the floor, and kneel down on them for hours while I scrape myself with a vegetable cleaner. Then I draw a washboard back and forth across my face, take a pair of toilet plungers, smash them against my ears, sucking out small amounts of brain tissue, and attach clothespins to my nipples, hanging between them a pair of sweat socks, a gym uniform, freshly laundered sheets, a batik headband, and a Warner 36D velvet-lined three-strap brassiere. After that, I'll extract my own teeth, pulling molars, incisors, and bicuspids from my mouth, offering the bloody stumps to heaven, and swallow yards and yards of brightly colored bunting, douse it with gasoline, and light it with a votive candle, making of myself a burnt offering, while, with tears in my eyes, sobbing uncontrollably, I'll cry out my iniquities, pleading for forgiveness. And yet, I still can't get the attention of Esmeralda, who kneels a few rows in front of me, her skin as though washed in olive oil, her eyes almond black, her hair a great dark cascading of curls falling from her shoulders, her lips moving in silent prayer, forever unmoved by the increasing frenzy of my religious fervor.
you know? And so much of our experience is intangible. So much of what we perceive cannot be expressed. It's unspeakable. And yet, you know, when we communicate with one another and we feel that we have connected and we think that we're understood, I think we have a feeling of almost spiritual communion. And that feeling might be transient, but I think it's what we live for.
What I have to do to do that, basically, is I have to tell myself before going to bed, I'll be dreaming later tonight, and I want to remember to notice that it's a dream so that I can fly.
Internally, just as including the United States, by corporate and financial sector. So there's a highly concentrated corporate sector, by now most, a lot of it multinational, international financial sectors, small groupings of them with tight connections internationally, and they form the private power sector, which is closely integrated with governments.
Hey man, I guess you already took off or something, but remind me to tell you about this dream I had last night, because there's some really funny stuff in it. Alright man, I guess I'll catch you later. Okay.
Relies on them, largely dominates them. You know, it's not like the Communist Party with a leadership, but it's a pretty closely interconnected array of highly concentrated power centers. First,
no. At night, he returns to the room in his mother's house.
I don't think that it's going to have much of an effect at all. I just think that they'll be more careful next time.
Everything. You do know it's all going on somewhere else.
What?
As this particular night rolls on, forward along into the mainstream, things get weirder and weirder. Recently excited to start the day with a brand new radio in my car, which was causing a lack of participation in the past few weeks, but today is different. I rise again, rise for the big purpose, for tonight marks the beginning of a new wave. But my friends, it is not what will happen, but rather what has happened today. A slow day at work in the hot summer with two clergymen, the second floor plaza, staring at all the many foxes and creeps in the lawn. Then later, a visit to Scott leads my colleague and I in a twist. But once again, it is not the action but rather the stories of the Jersey Shore that made tonight's movie a true masterpiece. Finalizing tonight's activities with a return to WCBC Gary Geisman or email at GaryG4@mac.com.
Somebody, I killed them. I could even kill somebody I loved if they did the wrong thing. Did you hear me? Do you understand what I said?
Died a 78-pound stick figure, okay? There are certain drawbacks. Oh, man. People just say the stupidest things sometimes, too. Hey, man, you quit smoking, you get your sense of smell back. I live in New York City. I got news for you. I don't want my fucking sense of smell back. Is that urine?
The other day you said if a man hits you, you turn the other cheek. I didn't like that. Only an angel could do that, or a dog. I'm sorry, but I'm neither.
If I can remember how to play this. This is a rewrite of Carol Denny's Screw the FCC song.
radio-related kind of thing. I'm going to bust through that, and I'm going to take a break from the guitar. Unless you have any further specific requests of me, 427-3772, songs I know preferably or can fake my way through, would be good. What was I going to play? Oh, yeah.
I think I smell a dead guy. Honey, look, a dead guy. Covered in urine. Check this out.
City poetry. Like, you know, there's a body there, lying there. You know, I come from an area where sometimes you would see a body in the street that way.
It was important for film noir to represent real cities, not these vague constructions on a studio backlot.
Christmas Eve in New York.
But to use the look of the city as...
Then, one day, as I leave the church, a stranger steps in front of me and says, "How dare you make a mockery of our faith? Act the buffoon before our Lord. What is the matter with you? Have you no shame? Are you not stricken by your own excesses? It is incomprehensible to me how, within the holy precincts of this church, you can behave with such sacrilege. Never have I seen such a demonstration of false piety. Your conduct is blasphemous." Now, all that having been said, there are some people I'd like you to meet. Are you available next Thursday? I'm just going back downtown to my office. Can I give you a lift? You may not realize it, but there is a certain interesting side to your behavior, a certain quality which I think, under the correct guidance, with some training, with a little bit of work, could be exploited. Where can I reach you? I've mentioned you to my attorney, and he'd like to have lunch with us both.
Someone just peed on this guy. That's fresh. Just think, if I'd been smoking, I never would have found him. A urine-covered dead fella. What are the odds? Thank God I quit smoking. Now I can enjoy the wonders of New York, honey. Look. Ah.
That it will probably be short-lived. It will happen, and there will be an impact. And I think that the impact will be global.
Right. I'm on the phone all day long. I don't really see what they could do all day long with me. My feeling is, come in, attach the VCR, and get out.
Geez, that's a pretty strong statement. Why all the anger at men? Where's that coming from?
Well, it's not that I like men, but I could get angry with them, yes, indeed. Last year, I spent $850 on pantyhose. Men are still wearing the same socks they wore to junior high school. They call them their lucky socks.
How do you know that?
I'm sick of them.
Thank you.
women stopped dreaming and started becoming. Fashion changed radically, and lingerie naturally followed suit.
When they were wearing hot pants and mini skirts, they couldn't wear girdles. And, of course, pantyhose was the answer.
Then a little French garment invaded the landscape.
Women were wearing pants on their hips in the 60s, and so you had to have a lower panty. The United States was testing the atomic bomb on the bikini atoll, and so the French decided to call it the bikini.
I'm Bill Hicks, and I'm dead now because I smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes didn't kill me. A bunch of non-smokers kicked the shit out of me one night. I tried to run. They had more energy than I. I tried to hide. They heard me wheezing. Many of them smelled me. There he is. Get him. Oh, he's hardly fucking moving. This is pathetic. Look, he's still trying to get away. He's like a roach. Step on him. Squash him. Let's kill him and pee on him. Yo!
Kierkegaard's last words were, "Sweep me up."
The guy with the hat gave me a ride in his car boat thing, and you were in the back seat with me.
I mean, I'm not saying you don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, see, you guys let me off at this really specific spot that you gave him directions to let me off at. I get out, ended up getting hit by a car, but then I just woke up because I was dreaming, and later than that I found out that I was still dreaming that I'd woken up.
Oh, yeah, those are called false awakenings. I used to have those all the time.
Yeah, but I'm still in it now. I can't get out of it. It's been going on forever. I keep waking up, but I'm just waking up into another dream.
So the French decided to call it the bikini.
Not believe propaganda, whether it comes from Milosevic or Clinton or, you know, Russia or anywhere else.
But I don't know anywhere else.
I've had a letter from my sister. There are no vegetables on the market. The grapes are allowed to go sticky on the vine. The bees hover in clouds. Bakers will not accept the coins.
I think that people will react, and suddenly there will be people that come up with ingenious ways in which to fix it immediately.
I'm starting to get creeped out, too. Like, I'm talking to dead people. This woman on TV's telling me about how death is this dream time that exists outside of life. I mean, I'm starting to think that I'm dead.
Carol Denny's Screw the FCC song, because
they will continue to carry on covert operations. I think this has been going on forever.
It's undoubtedly true that in general Kandinsky's abstraction had a mystical side, that his early writings about art pay a good deal of lip service to people like Madame Blavatsky and to theosophy in general and so forth.
That we are forced to accept is false and nothing is true, then everything is possible.
On the way to discovering what we love, we will find everything we hate, everything that blocks our path to what we desire.
Comfort will never be comfortable for those who seek what is not on the market.
Systematic questioning of the idea of happiness.
We'll cut the vocal cords of every empowered speaker. We'll yank the social symbols through the looking glass. We'll devalue society's currency.
To confront the familiar.
Society is a fraud so complete and venal that it demands to be destroyed beyond the power of memory to recall its existence.
Where there is fire, we will carry gasoline.
To interrupt the continuum of everyday experience and all the normal expectations that go with it.
To live as if something actually depended on one's actions.
To rupture the spell of the ideology of a commodified consumer society so that our repressed desires of a more authentic nature can come forward.
To demonstrate the contrast between what life presently is and what it could be.
To immerse ourselves in the oblivion of action to know we're making it happen.
It will be an intensity never before known in everyday life to exchange love and hate, life and death, terror and redemption, repulsions and attractions.
Affirmation of freedom so reckless and unqualified that it amounts to a total denial of every kind of restraint and limitation.
Hey, old man, what you doing up there?
I'm not sure.
You need any help getting down, sir?
No. don't think so.
Stupid bastard.
No worse than us. He's all action and no theory. We're all theory and no action.
Curious you should say that, because simply looking at the paintings, one would have assumed that science had played a large part, that not the occult sciences.
The government means no good by the people.
I'm sure we'll manage.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Everyone will have to pay large prices for those things to fix it, and that's what will happen.
Adam Newton, a franchise from a Midwest conglomerate, funneled along the side chain, coast to coast, coming up for air right here in Newton, your town, WZBC.
I'm kind of reading it and then writing it.
Proud tigress of the airwaves, billeted with the divine, thus spake new metaphysics in the loci crosshairs, and of course triangulation by asphyxiation. Gary Geiserman, nylon meshed to it, right out of the lab, fully corporate funded, of course, deals, funding in place. ...90.3 FM. If you're quantifying, a little step ladder prop going on with the numbers. Stairway away from heaven. Very Germanic thing to do. Unless you still have memories of the Black Forest in the moonlight. WZBC.org. Screaming upstairs. Play it in any MP3 player, many free ones. I as we digitally try to resurrect the Tower of Babel. Since this entire civilization is based on a bogus concept which can never work, since we're inextricably constructed from the elementals as they are stepped down by ourselves, various archetypal secret school occult concepts must be employed by the ad hoc civilization to provide hiding in plain sight of this fatal, fatal flaw. But its usage must be disguised. Otherwise, the jig could be up. And this, of course, must be prevented at all times by the gameplay. Civilization, in this case. So keep an eye out. It's holographic, you know. Keeps coming back on you.
Once again, these photographs speak 1,000 words.
Self-destructive man feels completely alienated, utterly alone. He's an outsider to the human community. He thinks to himself, I must be insane. What he fails to realize is that society has, just as he does, a vested interest in considerable losses, in catastrophes. These wars, famines, floods, and quakes meet well-defined needs. Man wants chaos. In fact, he's gotta have it. Depression, strife, riots, murder, all this dread. We're irresistibly drawn to that almost orgiastic state created out of death and destruction. It's in all of us. We revel in it. Sure, the media tries to put a sad face on these things, painting them up as great human tragedies. But we all know the function of the media has never been to eliminate the evils of the world. No. Their job is to persuade us to accept those evils and get used to living with them. The powers that be want us to be passive observers. Hey, you got a match? And they haven't given us any other options outside the occasional purely symbolic participatory act of voting. You want the puppet on the right or the puppet on the left? I feel that the time has come to project my own inadequacies and dissatisfactions into the socio-political and scientific schemes. Let my own lack of a voice be heard.
with a major label, because, you know, first thing these major labels do, they bring in producers.
The one at Elizabeth's place was duplicating her.
And if Matthew hadn't taken me out of there, the same thing that's happened to Jeffrey would have happened to me.
The main character is one of them I call the mind. Its mastery, its capacity to represent. Throughout history, attempts have been made to contain those experiences which happen at the edge, at the limit, where the mind is vulnerable. But I think we are in a very significant moment in history. Those moments, those what I might call liminal, limit, frontier, edge zone experiences are actually now becoming the norm. These multiplicities and distinctions and differences that have given great difficulty to the old mind are actually, through entering into their very essence, tasting and feeling their uniqueness, one might make a breakthrough to that common something that holds them together.
Combination, not a decoration to life, but an expression of the significance of life.
And so the main character is, to this new mind, greater, greater mind.
Stimulation to a greater effort in living. Not to like abstract qualities, or not to like reality, is to misunderstand what sculpture and art are about. Some artists are more visual or get more excited from nature in front of them and then make a work of art from that. Other people do it from their insides. I can't cut my sculpture off from living, and the forms that one sees in nature, in people and trees, are reproduced or get mixed up with one's sculpture because they're all a part of living. You've got to be ready to break the rules, but not to throw them over unthinkingly. Great art comes from great human beings, apart from everything else, and great human beings aren't satisfied with change that's made for change's sake. You see, I think a sculptor is a person who is interested in the shape of things. A sculptor is a person obsessed with the form and shape of things. And it's not just the shape of any one thing, but the shape of anything and everything. The growth in a flower, the hard, tense strength, although delicate, form of a bone, the strong, solid fleshiness of a beech tree trunk. All these things are just as much a lesson to a sculptor as a pretty girl, as a young girl's figure.
Master 9000 call returning machine. Anyway, this is Leslie, and I wanted to tell you that I had a really good time last night. And since it seemed like you had a good time and I wasn't sure if you're going to call me back, I thought I'd call you and tell you I had a good time. Anyway, I hope to hear from you soon so we can do it again or come close. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Phonemaster 9000 call returning machine. Your message to Bill Schuster is being returned. So, how are you?
I'm fine. Can I ask who the...
Good. Bill is glad to hear it. If you have a touch-tone phone, please dial 1 if your call is of a personal nature, 2 if your call is business. Personal. Great. It seems like it's been so long since we've seen you. Bill had such a nice time the last time you two went out. If you are a friend, punch 1 now. If you are a lover, punch 2 now. If you are uncertain, punch 3 now. Uncertain. Bill understands how difficult assessing relationships can be. If you've had sex with Bill, punch 1 now. If you have not had sex, but fooled around a bit, press 2.
Well, we kissed goodnight.
That's okay if you and Phil haven't had sex. Nowadays, it's good to take things slow. If you agree, press 1. Okay. Phil still considers you a good friend and is anxious to meet you for dinner. If you are uncertain whether or not you intend on sleeping with Phil, please press 1 now.
Mr. Hope, I'd like you to stand over by that line, please. Place your left foot on that line. Put your right foot on the line in front of the left foot, with the heel of the right foot touching the toe of the left foot. Keep that position until I tell you to start walking.
Definitely going to be having sex with him this time. Please press 2 now.
Well, I'm definitely uncertain now.
The physical sciences, in fact, half of his paintings look to me, his early paintings look to me, as if they were almost painterly reproductions of what one saw through a microscope.
A mind that yet is to be. And when we are obviously enter into that mode, you can see a radical subjectivity, radical attunement to individuality, uniqueness, to that which the mind is, opens itself to a vast objectivity. So.
No, I don't think that's true. I think that the figurative Kandinsky shows two currents of influence. One of them is from symbolism in general. That is, the subjects, when you look at them, are knights and ladies and all the rest of it. And they are rendered in a manner which derives from the Nabi, especially from that side of the Nabi. You know, the Nabi were the group which included Bonnard, Ria, Maurice Denis, and so forth. But they derive from that part of the Nabi current, which can be traced back to Seurat. That is, they derive from Divisionism.
Well, the Poitelis.
Yes.
The story is a story of the cosmos now. The moment is not just a passing, empty, nothing. Yet, and this is in the way in which these secret passages happen, yes, it's empty with such fullness that the great moment, the great life of the universe is pulsating in it.
I see. Please tell me why you have these trepidations now. When you are through talking, press 1.
Well, up until now, I really liked Phil, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know, it just seems a little strange to be talking to him.
Go on.
I was saying, it just seems strange
that
Phil would have it.
In each one, each object, each place, each act, leaves mark. And that story is singular, but in fact, it's story after story.
I know it, Richard. I know it. But it's over now. You know I'm glad. I need to rest.
Tell me, in your opinion, exactly what is happening.
People are being duplicated. And once it's happened to you, you're part of this thing.
I had a friend once who told me that the worst mistake that you can make is to think that you are alive, when really you're asleep in life's waiting room. The trick is
to combine your waking rational abilities with the infinite possibilities of your dreams. Because if you can do that, you can do anything. Did you ever have a job that you hated, worked really hard at? A long, hard day work, finally you get to go home, get in bed, close your eyes, and immediately you wake up and realize that the whole day at work had been a dream. It's bad enough that you sell your waking life for minimum wage, but now they get your dreams for free.
My brother went to Bettelheim School from 1943 until he died in 1948. When he died, my parents put the whole subject of Stephen and his mental difficulties in a mausoleum, and it just was not talked about, ever. So in 1969, I was going to Chicago on an assignment for a magazine. I decided I was in town, I would go see Bettelheim. Sat there with his very thick glasses, and he just went on the attack. He said my father was a schlemiel who kind of kept out of things, but my mother was a real villain, that she wanted Stephen to be an intellectual, which he obviously couldn't be, and that she had rejected him, and she was responsible for all of Stephen's troubles. But then he said categorically, you know, your brother committed suicide. Now, the facts are that I was in the barn playing in the hayloft with my brother on vacation one weekend in Michigan, and he slipped through a hole camouflaged by hay and fell 35 feet to his death. I mean, blaming the parents was Bettelheim's modus operandi, and if Stephen committed suicide by going home against his wishes, then he could blame the parents. It fully explains why my mother shut down topic for the rest of her life.
We can start with the slides if you like, and let's turn off the lights. So this is the main building where the patient first entered. Now, parents, do not go beyond this door, so that the long hand of the parents, which in many cases where the cause of the disturbance cannot intrude on the new life that the children try to create for themselves. Next, please. And there is a figure called the lady. It's a huge mother figure where the children can step on it, walk on it, lie on it, kick it. All these activities took place around this figure. Next, please.
I was the tail end of that generation of moms that were bombarded by the Bruno Bettelheim garbage. But still, I got it, and my kid was in a school that subscribed to that. My son Shem was born in 1975. I was practically a child bride, and when he was 5 months old, I made a visit to Puerto Rico to visit my mom. And my mom, she turns and she says, Maria, I think something is not right.
Allí quedan dos plantas más.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And I thought, well, what does my mom know? You know, I mean, she's not a doctor. My mom had high school education. Well, the experts should know, and the experts haven't said anything.
Hey, Shen. Oye, Shen, bonita, mira.
Can you help me water the plants, Shen?
One by one, Shen.
Wait. Go ahead. Are they closer? You can do it.
Ah.
That doesn't look like watering plants.
I'm going to water plants.
You're going to water the plants.
Hey, he's being genuine, all right?
Yo sabía que iba a hacer eso. Ay, Shemi, no.
Here,
no, Shemi.
Shemi.
Oh, I love it.
That's okay, Shemi. I think I'll do it myself.
Thank you.
Okay?
I want to do it.
Sometimes autistic people behave like they're from another planet. And they are. And they are whole. They are whole people. They just have a different culture, a different way of communicating, a different language. To us, it might not make any sense, but logic they do have. We parents can receive them, learn their language, bridge the gap.
Come on, what am I doing?
Bill believes it's really great that you can open up like that, but he wants to assure you that he had a complete physical.
November 1989.
And
the lesions
have completely cleared up. If you'd like to make those dinner plans, please punch in the date now.
Laws which are for us, that they don't seem to be able to, they don't apply them to themselves very often.
Concluding about Risky, he said on cross-examination, the photograph pointing at the glove was taken at least 40 minutes before daylight.
Still cool. He pulls covers over his head. He coughs. A white hand lifts the gate of his skull. Most of the women I know have had dreams of flying. And I asked Martin about this, and he says men have them too.
It almost happened to me.
Look, the reason that you don't believe Elizabeth is because the other body disappeared. Now it disappeared because Jeffrey took it.
Yeah, well then what happened to my other body then?
Look at me and you gotta say, hey buddy,
Why are you so mad? I'll tell you.
Because for all the fawning that went over the English beds in the SLC, those fucking English chaps could only say shit about us Americans. All we were to them was a bunch of hicks. Well, you know what? I'm not a fucking hick. I don't wear cowboy boots. I hate the fucking rodeo. Horses smell like shit to me. And I never fuck anyone in my own bloodline. By definition, I'm not a redneck, and goddamn it, I ain't a fucking hick. Oh, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, the sun never sets on my asshole. Another thing that pissed me off, talking about who started punk rock music. Was it Sex Pistols in England? Was it the Ramones and the Velvet Underground in New York? It's the Ramones and Sex Pistols. Who cares who started it? It's music. I don't know who started it. I don't give a fuck. The one thing I do know is we did it harder. Damn, we did it faster, and we definitely did it with more love, baby. You can't take that away from us.
So, Mark, how you doing, old man? Fuck!
I'm not old, motherfucker.
Oh, no, I just... No, I mean, you're older than anyone else here.
It depends on how you look at it.
I'm young in my heart. Younger than any of these assholes over there.
You know, Bob, he's always looking for pay. That's why I don't understand you, American. You're always looking for pay.
The police. What an untidy group of little fascists.
Into turntables and stuff of that nature, and that's probably, you know, although it was a negative experience, and when I say negative, meaning like I used to just sort of take apart electrical items in my mother's house, including turntables, just to figure out how they work and why they work, and my intention was to put it back together properly, but I just could not do it, but...
Years is but an instant. There's nothing new, nothing different. Same pattern over and over. The same clouds, same music, the same as I felt an hour or an eternity ago.
I just had to know how the inside of a turntable worked, how the inside of a radio worked.
There's nothing here for me now, nothing at all. Now I remember, this happened to me before.
My father's stereo, and I probably went with where he started, just like I had this undying interest.
You basically started using turntables.
Well, I think coming up, I watched a lot of DJs in my early teens, and watching the DJs of that particular time, they were playing the music. Like my influences, although they were great positive influences. I'm talking about T.J. Kuhark and D.J. Jones. These two DJs inspired me to do what I did.
Mamá, tú sabes que tú fuiste la primera persona que notó algo en Shem. Yo lo que noté en él era que estaba así para arriba y se sale riendo. Y yo pensé, está soñando con los angelitos. Pero no se movía. ¿Por qué tú piensas que tú fuiste la única? Ni siquiera la institución médica, nadie encontraba nada.
This is why I left. You began to find your answers. Although it will seem difficult, the rewards will be great. Exercise your human mind as fully as possible, knowing it is only an exercise. Build beautiful artifacts, solve problems, explore the secrets of the physical universe, savor the input from all the senses, feel the joy and sorrow, the laughter, the empathy, compassion, and took the emotional memory in your travel bag.
By the way, if you loved your child, you would do this. They never showed me where he would sleep. I asked them, well, what are you doing with him all day? Is he in play therapy? And she said, no. Did he go to school? No. What is he doing all day?
Well, the idea was that you put on divided touches of pure color. And in fact, the divided touches of pure color become so dominant, derived from divisionism.
I remember where I came from and how I became a human.
Yes. Where the idea was that you put on divided touches of pure color. And in fact, the divided touches of pure color become so dominant in certain of Kandinsky's works just previous to 1909, that the subject matter is already taking second place.
Here because Jeffrey took it.
Yeah, well then what happened to my other body then?
People, will you please listen to yourselves?
Why I hung around, and now my final departure schedule. This way out, escaping velocity, not just eternity, but infinity.
These hovering clouds. Beggars will not accept the coins. I told my sister to return.
Prospective memory is something we all have the ability to do, but it's not an easy ability to remember to do things in the future. We're all pretty absent-minded.
And we are also on CompuServe, and I will dig out the ID here in a while, but I am memos that were faxed to the White House that were never responded to.
The harder you play, you're supposed to play it as hard as you can, but don't cheat, and you do things fair. Everything is always fair.
Going to inhibit them. The gangsters that are running this country is going to inhibit somebody.
What's happening here
my friends, is a major deception. A major deception which is in process as we stand and talk tonight.
They would play the music, and I just sort of felt like I can take the most exciting part of a record, which we call the break, and sort of extend that, because a lot of these songs that I was listening to were like obscure funk tunes where the break section was like maybe 10 seconds long. And from a frustrated point of view, I had this thought that if I can just come up with a way of just taking duplicate copies of the record with two turntables and a mixer, I can extend that five or ten second part seamlessly, make it 10 minutes if I wanted to. Man.
You have not entered a date. You really like Phil, don't you? You just think that perhaps he is a little too impersonal to have a machine like this. Press 1 if you agree.
Sex and music, music and sex. Sex and music, music and sex. Sex and music, music and sex. Sex and music and sex. You can blame most things, but not everything, on one thing or the other thing.
Well, there was a theory out called isolation technique. They would take away the toys and distractions, and the child would be isolated in his room. And maybe for some kind of disturbance, it would have worked. I don't know. But for an autistic child, can you imagine?
This game was here as long as your memory takes you back.
As long as we can remember. And I think an important point to make at this time was that this was a team sport. This was a sport, and it was played by teams of people. That's a comment on a society where our technology, we have great technology. It's too bad I don't have a snow snake here to show you.
A what?
A snow snake. It's a game that we invented long, slender wood, which is carved to a real fine finish, and it's shellacked, and it's varnished, and it's waxed, and it can be thrown a mile in the snow, in a track. Now, that's technology. That's real technology, but we put it into a game.
Different loving, three authors, Brahim, and I don't recall the third, I should. They're out of Atlanta, I believe. Conscience of having an audience, and everything is done based on how it looks. There are some things that are a great deal of fun to do, but don't look very flashy.
Mm-hmm.
And you tend to cater things a little bit more towards the aesthetic when you're performing. Although to me, it is all performance in the sense that it is all aesthetically attractive, everything that is done, even if it's in a private dungeon space.
Sure, we will.
So whenever you want to go there, you let me know.
My thoughts manifested into creating an art form called the quick mix theory, which is actually taking a passage of music or two duplicate copies of vinyl and sort of moving the disc back and forth and repeating a section of the passage, you know, between duplicate copies of the record. That's where it started.
So, you let, like...
You know, I was pretty decent at it, but it was my first student that I taught this quick mix theory to. Graham was at Theodore, was probably the best at that, and it was called needle drops. But what I came up with is what I call the clock theory, and the clock theory was where you would place the needles down on both copies of the vinyl, and when the ending of one was over, you would push in the next fader, but while the other one was playing, you would sort of spin the record back one or two revolutions to the top of that break, and then when the other one was over, you would push in the other, so it was like push, spin back, push, spin back. So I actually never, you know, this made it an assured way of being able to get back.
Leslie, Phil really cares for you. You may think that he isn't giving your relationship the time that he should, but he's busy trying to make the most of himself. Not like that last loser you went out with. Did I hit a chord with you there? If so, press 1 now.
Gets more intricate and subtle, being swept along is no longer enough.
It doesn't follow victory around. What is two-thirds finished in Germany won't be three-thirds finished in Japan.
The press. I've had a good life. I'm proud of how I lived. My mama taught me to do unto others. I treated people the way I wanted to be treated. I've always tried to be up and helpful. So why is this happening? I'm sorry for the Goldman family. I know how much it hurts. Nicole and I had a good life together. All this press talk about a rocky relationship was no more than that, was no more than what every long-term relationship experiences. All her friends will confirm that I have been totally loving and understanding of what she's been going through.
What's the word, Jared?
Hey, do you also drive a boat car?
A what?
Like, you gave me a ride in a car that was also a boat?
No, man, I don't have a boat car. I don't know what you're talking about. Man, this must be like parallel universe night. You know that cat that was just in here? Just ran out the door? But he comes up to the counter, you know, and I say, what's the word, Jared? And he lays down this burrito, and he kind of looks at me, kind of stares at me, and then he says, I have but recently returned from the Valley of the Shadow of Death. I am rapturously breathing in all the odors and essences of life. I've been to the brink of total oblivion. I remember and ferment a desire to remember everything.
So, what'd you say to that?
Well, what could I say? I said, if you're going to microwave that burrito, I want you to poke holes in the plastic wrapping, because they explode, and I'm tired of cleaning up your little burrito doings. You dig me?
At times, I have felt like a battered husband or boyfriend, but I loved her.
Because the jalapenos dry up. They're like little wheels.
Think what I could do for you if you could say it. But if there's nothing, do you see? As if we were simply two human beings and I told this to you.
I don't know what you're...
Yes, you do. I know you're frightened. I know you are. At some point in our lives, we have to look around, you see, and we have to accept. John, everyone has a story in their life. Did you know that? And this is yours.
As a rule, do you usually think about Christ and crucifixions under sexual stress?
When I was 9 years old, I used to see visions of saints and angels, even Christ himself. Of course, I don't do that anymore. I was 16.
Were your parents religious?
Anything but. My father was an aeronautical engineer. My mother a clinical psychologist.
You can blame me on both.
The problem is that now stars are so identified with their character. If you go and see a film with a star in it, you want to see the star acting, but you feel you know the star, and so the star's personal baggage is as important in the film now, unfortunately, as the baggage that the film invents.
Use it.
It would be fantastic.
Celebrating rather than, you know, being terrified
sure.
by a comet.
As for me, I climb air. In the beginning, it's very difficult. I have to go like step by step. And then as I get up, it gets easier and easier. And finally, I touch the ceiling and there's a great sense of physical delight. I dance around up there, and everybody stands below, thoroughly amazed.
the novels did an awful lot of lying about how people really felt.
April, and so the French decided to call it the bikini.
The same thing.
You do? You want freedom for Israel?
No. I want freedom for the soul.
No, that's what I can't accept. That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. First you free the body, then you free the spirit. The Romans come first. You don't build a house from the roof down. You build it from the foundation up.
Beginning of the break section without actually having to pull the needle up. And what I would do is I would mark, like on the label, if it was like a record from if it was a 12-inch from Atlantic Records, and if the break began at, let's just say, the top of the A, I would sort of put like a magic marker right there. So that would be my clock of where I had to bring the record back to, one or two revolutions back.
You encouraged me to go out with other men, and I didn't know why you would do that, and it added to all the confusion that... encourage me to go out with other men, and I didn't know why. You would encourage me to go out.
Often feel like you're observing your life from the perspective of an old woman about to die. Remember that?
Yeah. I still feel that way sometimes. Like I'm looking back on my life. Like my waking life is her memories.
Yeah, exactly.
With other men, and I didn't know why you would do that. And it added to all the confusion that I was feeling at the time, the confusion and the... I felt a tremendous ambivalence.
It's beyond what is known, but it is perhaps valuable to know it's there as a possibility, maybe no more. Lucid dreaming rounds a spectrum, a continuum. In the arena of lucid dreaming, there are few, or there are some books, many books on dreaming, but on lucid dreaming there are some books. Some are good, some perhaps not so. But most of them are filled with case studies, not only, but filled with case studies. And such case studies can be inspiring, that is true. But in time, even the most inspiring of case studies can become frustrating. I want more than just knowing Mary M. or John Doe had a lucid dream once every 6 months for 30 seconds or less. Inspired me. No more frustrated. And you see, most of the books deal with this. Most of the books in the arena of lucid dreaming deal with that and what and... perhaps reaching to, could it be, to be interactive, and this becomes the possible that is beyond reach, maybe someday to be reached.
I heard that Tim Leary said as he was dying that he was looking forward to the moment when his body was dead, but his brain was still alive. You know how they say that there's still 6 to 12 minutes of brain activity after everything else is shut down? And the second of dream consciousness, right? Well, that's infinitely longer than a waking second.
In the mid-1960s, Mamet left his native Chicago to go to college in Vermont. He spent much of his life in the area since then, and it's here that he set his first novel, called The Village. As in his drama, Mamet's style is terse and energetic. Scraps of dialogue and interior monologues form a picture of a small town in Northeast America.
To re-arrive at the top of the break, and I would sort of do this with two copies of brackets back and forth, back and forth. So picking up the needle, you know, was no longer an issue because that day wasn't definite. Because once you picked it up, you know, I could always get close to it, but it was never really, like, exact.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. For example, I wake up and it's 10, 12, and then I go back to sleep and I have those long, intricate, beautiful dreams that seem to last for hours, and then I wake up and it's 10:13.
Yeah, exactly. So then 6 to 12 minutes, right, of brain activity. I mean,
I knew it. One last question before we firm up this confirmation, Leslie. If you are male, press 1. If you are female, press 2. Is the Phonemaster 9000 call returning machine. Regarding your dinner plans with Phil Schuster, which I canceled last week, I am afraid I have made a mistake in canceling that date. Before we reschedule, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
The spontaneous lucid dreaming. Most of those techniques, however they're phrased, come down to give it a try, give it a shot, go for it. Most of them come down to practice. Most of them come down, use the techniques that you ordinarily use for dreaming, and just hope that you'll be conscious that, or maybe even conscious what, and oh my goodness, interactive with that dream. They often come down to practice. Now, go for it, give it a shot, give it a try, practice. That's valuable advice. Those are valuable suggestions. But in time, even though they're valuable, feel more like tired admonishments. What's wrong with me?
Eric, can we check this ID? I'm not sure that it's right for CompuServe.
Okay, I will check it. Hey, Tom? He can go on for just a couple more minutes, which is all you have, because we need to take that other break.
Okay.
And plot theory, which all DJs use today now, where they mark the album at a certain point, is one of my contributions to the art of the DJ mix.
It was scratching something that you...
called cutting, and the whole thing was, like I said earlier in the interview, called the quick mix theory, and we called it cutting because it was actually taking a section of the rhythm and rearranging it. And this is something that I created over 27 years ago. It's now called scratching, which is sort of just like one part. It's almost like, you know, saying to a boxer, he's boxing, but now we're going to call it right hook. You know, the right hook is only one area of a boxer's skill, and like the scratching is just one area of what this thing, you know, entails.
That could be your whole life. I mean, you are that woman looking back over everything.
Okay, so what if I am then? What would you be in all that?
Whatever I am right now. I mean, yeah, maybe I only exist in your mind. Still just as real as anything else.
Yeah. I've been thinking also about something you said.
What's that?
Just about reincarnation and where all the new souls come from over time. Everybody always say that they've been the reincarnation of Cleopatra or Alexander the Great. I always want to tell them they were probably some dumb fuck like everybody else. I mean, it's impossible. Think about it. The world population has doubled in the past 40 years, right? So if you really believe in that ego thing of one eternal soul, then you have only 50% chance of your soul being over 40. And for it to be over one...
You kiss me, I kiss you too.
Right, so what you're saying? Reincarnation doesn't exist, that we're all young souls, like what half of us are first-round humans? I mean,
no.
What
I'm trying to say is that...
What's your point?
Somehow I believe reincarnation is just a poetic expression of what collective memory really is. There was this article by this biochemist that I read not long ago, and he was talking about how when a member of a species is born, it has a billion years of memory to draw on.
WZBC, not the Charlie Rose Show. This Charlie Rose is an archetypal defense mechanism against the unveiling of the veil. One must be ever vigilant against the Charlie Rose effect. Like science. I would submit that Charlie Rose is the essence of the cult of science in our world. You bring something and it is deconstructed, rendered impotent, and we begin again, slightly askew. The more interesting to bring, more askew. It's a study. Out of Newton, the W, the Z. Scientifically configured in a laboratory just for you. Better than real. On a scientific instrument, you can look it up. Win a bar bet. WZBC.org. Screaming, Never to Be Illegal, Streamin'. And of course, the mothership of New Metaphysics, newmetaphysics.com, of course. A place you can feel at home again with. And of course, the French diffracted version over on studio475.com/newmetaphysics. If you need a little dose of the French effect, round off those corners a little bit on your day. Arcing, riding the curves, shortest distance between two straight lines. And news of the day, of course.
All abuse the hand sanitizer. I know that over-the-counter antibacterial products are bad. I know that they actually give rise to hideous resistant strains of bacteria.
But beware the Charlie Rose effect, like the tip of your nose. An ominous monolith in your life. Charlie's real name is Bob, of course. But that would be a dead giveaway. And programming being what it is and all, the innocent are protected amongst and against themselves. And science does the same thing. Now, in the early 1900s, the gig was up for science. But it was hushed up, rarely mentioned, and if so, co-opted with a rationale, preferably semi-subliminal, as mirrored in the nose on our face president today. So it's very important to come back around a half cycle underneath, where the vector is all important. The pointing, you see. The signing. Referent.
Scratching, just for any of our listeners who...
It's sort of, I was looking for something because at this time, when I wanted to come up with this science, there was no point of reference, no...
And this is where we inherit our instincts.
I like that. It's like there's some, this whole telepathic thing going on that we're all a part of, whether we're conscious of it or not. I mean, that would explain why there's all these, you know... seemingly spontaneous worldwide innovative leaps in science and the arts, you know, like the same results popping up everywhere, you know, independent of each other. Some guy on a computer, he figures something out, and then almost simultaneously a bunch of other people all over the world figure out the same thing.
I could just hope that somehow he was surviving the separation. What was he thinking, you know? You would only do it under the direst of circumstances.
I finally got him into a school at 3 and a half. And they diagnosed it as autism. And the director of the school was black, so she wasn't buying that it was limited to middle-class white people. But what she was buying into to some degree was a cold mother syndrome. It was just a cold black mother's joined the cold white mother's.
They did this study.
I think most of us would like to perform miracles, or at least magic. Creative or performing artists are magicians when they succeed in mustering all their forces. But for most of us, the high spots are few and far between. The public and the critics are fickle.
Isolated a group of people over time, and they, you know, monitored their abilities at crossword puzzles,
mm-hmm.
right, and in relation to the general population. And then they secretly gave them a day-old crossword, one that had already been answered by thousands of other people, right? And their scores went up dramatically, like 20%. How does it work?
Ether waves.
I've forgotten what it's called.
Blitology.
So it's like once the answers are out there, you know, people can pick up on it.
Use any fruit?
But peaches are the most sensitive. Bananas speckle too easily. They tend to attract stray particles.
We didn't develop the F-16. We didn't develop. We didn't go in that direction. But we were people who sat under a tree for a long time, talked about things, talked about society, talked about the importance of community, talked about law, talked about rules. Indian country, this Onondaga has got a lot of rules here. Mohawks have a lot of rules. How do you live there? How do you live? None of it written.
It's like we're all telepathically sharing our experiences.
Peace has a mind of its own and doesn't follow victory around. What is two-thirds finished in Germany won't be three-thirds finished in Japan.
So you go to see Mel Gibson in a film, you kind of know that it's going to be a Mel Gibson-y type
right.
film.
But I'm not doing this more. The arena of lucid dreaming that some of you have explored is limited and is becoming more expansive. Many who work, many of the experts, are doing brilliant and wonderful work to expand this arena, but often seeing this as the goal, opening to maybe there's more. Now, within this arena of lucid dreaming, some approach it as an experiment. Lucid dreaming is an interesting experiment that produces a series of very interesting questions. However, those questions seldom ever find answers. And that's because those who want to approach lucid dreaming as an experiment don't really want answers to those questions. They just want to pose the questions. What's the meaning of life? What's the meaning of consciousness? What's the meaning of self? What's available in the night? I don't want to know. I just want to pose the question. Those who approach it, and some do, not all, some do approach lucid dreaming simply as an experiment. Hook up the electrodes and let's see what happens. That open you to a series of very interesting questions that seldom have answers. Now, as we say, some, not all, others approach lucid dreaming as evidence. Evidence that begins anecdotally and perhaps with the voluminousness of anecdotes, will be considered empirical. That there is more to you than meets the eye. And it's a valuable exploration. We do not diminish the experimentation or the seeking of evidence. But some approach lucid dreaming through these observations, observing them as experiments, observing such as evidence. And that's what they're looking for. I'm not looking for the mystical, I'm not looking for the magical, I'm just looking for evidence to anecdotally and then empirically prove that there's more to being human than meets the eye. I'm not concerned about that, I'm just concerned about the experiment and the clarity and the purity of the experiment so that interesting questions could emerge that others may answer someday. The way you observe, the observing devices, and when you observe lucid dreamings as experiments, you get experiments in lucid dreaming. When you observe them in evidence, you gather evidence, and you too can realize there's more to me than meets my eye. But didn't you already know that? Again, not to diminish the experiment, not to diminish the evidence. They are foundation. They are important. Now, others reach beyond the evidence, or rather beyond the experiment, beyond the evidence, and see lucid dreaming as technique. Technique that can offer insight and wisdom. In this category, there are also those who say, yes, it's technique, but it obscures insight and wisdom. Some suggest that by being lucid in your dream states, where so many of these coded messages, where your soul is attempting to speak to you, this state of dreaming that are the gifts from the gods and goddesses within you, and the gifts from God beyond you as well as in you. And if you can be lucid, you can get more of those insights and you can gather greater wisdom. And there are those who counter that by saying, no, no, no. The natural dream state, don't interfere with it. Don't try to muddy the waters by being conscious. Let it come to you. Don't try to be conscious. Interpret the symbols. Interpret the metaphors after the fact, not during. Seeing it as something that can disrupt this very beautiful process that has been part of the human consciousness since its conception. Both arguments have validity. And when you look in an either-or reality, it is a conundrum, it is a paradox. But when you're willing to look beyond and realize, yes, there is certain dreaming that should not be lucid, in that way, as a technique, and there are others where such lucidity can give you that insight, can bring you that wisdom. Some approach lucid dreaming as technique. Others approach lucid dreaming as the next step in understanding and taking charge of the vast realm of night dreaming. Or as the next step in using your dreams to gain inner guidance and inner direction. Each of these a point of view, each of these a way of observing what lucid dreaming is. And lucid dreaming can be any of these. It can be all of them. But people, it can be so much more. Be willing to change your observing devices. Be willing to look beyond the experiment, beyond the evidence, beyond the technique, beyond even the limited next step. Not to deny them. Do not be blind. Do not be deaf. See the technique. See the evidence. See the experiment. See the next step. But be willing to look beyond it.